Let your quacks and newspapers be cutting their capers about curing the vapor that scratch the gout. With their powders and potions, their salves and lotions, the hone and their notions, their mighty put out. Would you know the true physic to bother pathetic and pitch to the devil, cramp, colic and spleen? You'll find it, I think, if you take a big drink with your mouth to the brink of a glass of whiskey. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, what moderation, oh, dose in the nation can give consolation like whiskey, me boys. No liquid cosmetic for lovers athletic or ladies pathetic can give such a bloom as for sweet by the powers. Old garden of flowers never gave their own bower such a darling perfume. Then the liquor so rare, if you're wishing to share, to be turning your hair when it's grizzled or red. Sure, the sod has the merit to make the true spirit so strong it will turn the hair in your head. Then stink to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, since 'tis perfection, oh, doctor's direction can guard the complexion like whiskey, me boys. While a child in the cradle, my nurse with a ladle was filling my mouth with a notion of pep. When a drop from her bottle slipped into my throttle, I capered and ragged clean out of her lamp. On the floor I lay sprawling, kicking and bawling, till father and mother was brought to the fore. All sobbing and sighing, conceived I was dying, but soon found I only was screeching for more. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, how they chuckle, if babes in their truckle, they only could suckle with whiskey, me boys. Through my youthful ingression of years of depression, my childhood's impression still clung to my mind. For at school or at college, the bolus of knowledge I never could gulp till with whiskey combined. And as older I'm growing, time's ever bestowing on air and potation a flavour so fine. And aware they may lecture about Job and his nectar, itself is the only true liquor divine. The instinct to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, Lord, 'tis delighting, for courting or fighting, they're not so exciting as whiskey, me boys. Come, guess me this riddle, what bait, pipe and fiddles, what's stronger than mustard or milder than cream? What best with your whistle, what's clearer than crystal, sweeter than honey and stronger than steam? What will make the dumb talk, what will make the lame walk, what's the elixir of life and philosopher's stone? And what helped Mr. Brunel to dig the Thames Tunnel, sure wasn't it whiskey from old Dinishone? The instinct to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, I'd not wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of whiskey, me boys.
This was a great traditional place for music all along the years down. This house, Linehan's, was a great house of music. They came from every place. And I often heard my father saying that Garrett Barry used to come all the way from Milltown. Of course, he was a blind piper. He used to turn in it over the public road over and come on here to Linehan's. And he used to have a little bottle of whiskey, and my father and himself used to drink it and play it. My father was playing in the flute and the concertina. And he'd go away then over to Hugh Curtin's, a great house of music. Hugh Curtin's was a noted house all along the years too. He made a lot of scholars, like, in the music line, playing the fiddle and all that sort of business. the same as Teddy Casey made step dancers. But Garrett Barry used to pull in there, and they used to have a lot of sessions of music together, playing the fiddles and playing in. I'm sure that Hugh Curtin was a piper too, but he used to play something in the pipes. But Garrett Barry used to put down a lot of his time there.